Welcome to the Sedona Soul Sister Show, down-to-earth discussions on metaphysics, spirituality, paranormal, and healing. The Sedona Soul Sisters are the most trusted psychic mediums in Sedona. They have offices in Sedona where they see clients from all over the world. And now, today's show with Roz, Ivory, Terri-Anne, and Melissa.
Welcome to the Sedona Soul Sister Show, down-to-earth discussions on metaphysics, spirituality, paranormal, and healing topics. The Sedona Soul Sisters are the most trusted psychic mediums in Sedona, Arizona. We are Rosalyn Reynolds, myself, Ivory Lemieux, and Terri-Anne Russell. We have offices in Sedona, Arizona, where we see clients from all over the world. Today's topic is Arcturians. If you're watching or listening later and you have questions, you can ask us at any time. The email address is in the show description. We'll be happy to get back with you. We love your comments. And Terri-Anne, this is so in your realm, definitely letting me take the lead on this.
Okay, sounds good. So Arcturian, it's actually most of these races, I guess, or beings are from star systems or planets. So Arcturus is a star system. So that's where the Arcturians reside. I did read online, it's like the fourth visible star in the sky that you can see. So when the skies are really clear, you should be able to see it. They're galactic civilization. They are here to help humanity rise. That is one of their specialties, I guess, but they're helping bring us into this new age of thinking, this new age of being. And so they come up often when I do a spiritual hypno. They'll come in a session. I just had a client recently that had a session, and he was able to describe what they look like, describe the planet, and then he was able to get messages from that guide. And what he said was, it just blew my mind, because it's like, wow, we are here to work on our own inner stuff, you know, and that part of it is to help humanity rise. So what happens usually is, as people are awakening, these layers are being removed and they can start to see, feel, hear, connect. When that happens and their frequency raises, they're able to, like an antenna almost, intuit information that's coming from other realms. And so that could be kind of scary sometimes. I know when I met Roz, I had an experience with that.
You were flipping out. And I really think that's what happens to most people. You know, this is not an experience that any of us think about too much unless you're really educated about this and you're really involved. And I don't even consider myself to be any of that. But it's pretty interesting because, yeah, I mean, you can just be minding your own business doing something and boom, you know, you have a visitation or you have an experience. And the last 5 years, 5 or 6 years for me have been a total mind blower, because I did not realize that throughout my life, I have had these visitations. And I'd really, you know, that memory was kind of in there, but you don't really think about that. And then all of a sudden, all these other things during this awakening time have started happening in, I call it Rosy world, you know, in these other dimensions of time and space where stuff's going on. And it's been quite an education. And I remember, you know, somebody mentioning the Arcturians to me about six, seven years ago. And I remember thinking immediately, I know those guys. And when I was a kid, I always used to call, you know, all of the UFO stuff about space guys. So I remember a few years back, somebody saying something about Arcturians. And I remember going, oh, the space guys, you know, to myself. So I think we are so cultured to have our minds closed. And I've been in that too, just because I have a psychic ability, and always had that, doesn't mean that my mind is really crossing over into these other dimensional fields where we have these beings approaching us. So I think the number one thing is open your mind, let your mind, let that energy flow. And when you know you are seeing something, feeling something, experiencing something that's definitely out of the ordinary, embrace that if it feels good. If these beings who are approaching you, if you feel that's what's happening, and I know this is happening to a lot of people because I have been getting them in my office ever since probably, 6 or 7 years back when I returned to Sedona. I was gone for a few years, really did not encounter a lot of people having these kinds of experiences, but they come here, they come to Sedona, and they reach out because people are thinking, what am I going nuts? What's going on? And that was certainly your adventure, Terry. Darianne was like, you're going to think I'm crazy. I said, no, I'm not. Believe me, I'm not.
It's really interesting. I saw spirits since I was little, but I never really gave it any thought. And if I look back on it, I could see I was always taken in by space. I would sit and lay on the grass and look at the stars. I always knew intuitively that there was more to what we were being told. There was more out there than what we could see. And so as I awaken, and don't just think it's Sedona, because it's not Sedona, just Sedona. They are all over. They have... our energy grids, right? They can activate our grids with their ships. So a lot of times they are in and out all over, the globe. So it's not just Sedona they have to be in. But as you're opening that multidimensional self of yours, as you're awakening and you're pulling back those layers, and your gifts and your abilities come forward, that's when that sort of antenna comes in, when you're ready, and not before you're ready. I mean, I've had people come in and be like, well, I want to learn about this. And I'm like, you're not ready, so it really depends on the person. If you think that you're starseed or you think that you're connecting with them on any level, yes, you're ready. There's something in you that is ready to access those powers.
So for people, who are experiencing these things, Sedona is kind of a magnet for people because there's a lot of knowledge here. There's a lot of experiential adventures, etc. But I've had people come in from all over the country who are fully aware that they have seen ships coming down. They have seen ships with beings coming out. They don't talk about it. They're not discussing it with people because of the fear of being labeled as a crazy. But this is going on, just like you said, all over the world. And I've had some people come in from the East Coast of the United States that we're fully aware that they are living adjacent to some type of an in and outbound UFO highway. And most of them are living in heavily wooded areas. It's rural. And I don't know, how much time people have to go on YouTube. I do a lot of research about this UFO phenomenon and what people are experiencing and seeing on YouTube. And there are some amazing videos out there where people have just been standing in their own backyard and gone, oh, wow, look, here comes a UFO. And there's no question that this is not a human you know, or a military craft.
Right. That's what they always try to classify.
Yeah.
Even when I first came here, probably 2000, it was early 2011. I didn't think anything of it, but we were outside one night and you could see these triangular lights. So they were going this way and you can see the lights and it was moving. And if you really looked, like if you really let your eyes glaze over and you really looked, you could see an outline of a ship. And oh my God, if I still had that video, it was on my phone at the time. I had an iPhone. I don't know what happened to that phone, but you know, they go out of date. So I was like, wow, that's really amazing. I mean, to have that video or to experience that experience when it's going on, can you imagine?
Yeah. Well, I remember clearly moving here 2004, the very first fall, walking out of the back of my house, and my house backed up to what I would describe as an undiscussed or unrecognized vortex area. So it was actually kind of in a subdivision of houses, but behind was open land and then another subdivision of much larger parcels. And I remember walking out of the back of my house and looking up. It had just gotten dark. And here comes this sort of, it looked very disc shaped, but coming down, not right where my house was, but adjacent and you know, more like open land. And seeing this thing coming down, flashing green, blue, red, yellow, you know, colors going. So I didn't really give that too much thought at first. I'm just thinking, oh, it's just, you know, it's a helicopter. And then all of a sudden I'm looking up there and I'm going, whoa, that's not a helicopter. And I had a friend staying in my house and I said, come out here and look at this thing. If we got a UFO going on here. And sure enough, it came down and it came down low enough that I could feel the energy from that. And I was like, okay, you know, you guys got something to say, bring it on. We're here. They just hovered and then gone. So I think when this kind of stuff happens, like I consider myself to be pretty grounded most of the time. I didn't think I was like going crazy or anything. But I could see how you really would experience that. And Phoenix, like in the 90s, I think they had the Phoenix lights. That was seen by literally millions of people. And they all knew that it was not military. It was not a regular plane. Everybody knew something was going on. And even the local politicians got involved. And we're trying to get an answer from the military or from, and, you know, it was the same thing that, you know, oh, it's a weather balloon. Oh, it's, no. These are UFOs. These are.
You can only say it's a weather balloon for so long, right?
Yeah. You can only pull that one off for so long.
But yeah, so the Arcturians, a really beautiful race, like when you connect with their energy, because
loving.
I feel a lot. I'm clairsentient. It's amazing, isn't it? It's just love. I just feel this.
Yeah, that's
it's. You can't even put it into words.
And I think when we think about those things, we can feel that energy, that clairsentience comes through, and we can feel that love and that intention of helping and doing good works, as opposed to, you know, fear that we might be experiencing and doubt, you know, thinking, yeah, we're crazy or whatever. So it's very powerful. I feel like they connect very strongly. And, you know, this is all theoretical, quote unquote. And for a lot of people, that makes it invalid. Well, you know, physics is very theoretical. And to me, this is really about physics and about what we sense when we research this and when we see video of these things going on. So I know a large number of people, Ivory is one, who know I think you too, Terri-Ann, where you guys know that you have been elevated and gone into the ships. You know, I don't feel like I've ever had that experience, but I certainly have talked to enough people who have, including you guys, to realize that this is a very valid and real experiential event that's happening.
Right. And that's part of that, again, opening that part of your mind that accesses that. I read somewhere, I think, that we only use 10% of our brain. I mean, that's ludicrous really? In this day and age that we only use 10%. So I'm like, when I started, I honestly just started meditating for relaxation purposes. That was my only intention. I had a sick child. I was going through a divorce. I just wanted to relax. And when I started to shut off all that noise outside, all these miraculous changes came in. So I was accessing a obviously a different area of my brain at that time. So I think it's wonderful. I mean, the Arcturians, they're very much about helping us ascend, right? We said earlier, they are really here for us to connect with through that multidimensional self, through meditation. There's guided meditations. I do a galactic soul journey where we'll take you back to your home planet or your home star base, and we connect with your higher self, a fractal of your higher self there. So there's different ways that you can learn to connect with that energy. I just think that the way we can communicate telepathically with them, I feel like their powers telepathically are so strong that they can really communicate with us that way.
And I think, to me, it feels very, not just logic, not just connecting like on an intellectual kind of basis with them. It's an emotional and spiritual experience. So in my case, to just go online very quickly before the show, to educate myself a little bit, because this is, other than, you know, watching a lot of YouTube and researching different people's experiential events that they've had, it was kind of a wake up call. Like my brain went bing when I saw the picture of the depiction of what they describe and what they see when they communicate and they're in connection with the Arcturians. And immediately I was like, oh, you know, you can feel that energy. And it took me back to my childhood experience of, you know, having a what was considered at the time potentially terminal illness, doctors just throwing up their hands and giving up. And then awakening and seeing these three beings in my room, smiling. That's all they did. They never said a word. I'm sure we were connecting, but, you know, I was a 10-year-old kid. And I do remember saying, what do you want? Why are you here? And all they did was smile, and then poof, they were gone. And I didn't even remember that for years. I remember telling my mother that experience, and she said, oh, you know, well, maybe you were dreaming, you know, you're probably dreaming, and et cetera. So I think there are so many people out there who have had these experiences, and it's buried in there somewhere. And because apparently, you know, we have had visitations from these people. And when you think of all the mysterious, unexplained things on our planet that go on all the time, and the things that have happened historically that have been documented, that have been going on for millennia, it's got to be it's got to be that connection. So you can open your mind to it.
Yes.
And it's actually really wonderful to think of that there could be these beings who are loving and want nothing but to help.
Just like angels or, you know, ancestors that have passed, just like that. These beings are here to support us as we go through this shift, becoming the new earth. I think I was one of those people where those memories were embedded in there, but I wasn't ready to access them yet. And as they became accessed, I was ready to go back and I started having that remembrance also. I think that's a big key too. There's something in there that, you know, like you just can't put your finger on it, what it is, but you look at these pictures or you come across something on your phone and it triggers something within you and you're like, wow, I've seen this before, or this looks familiar, or that really sounds familiar. Start there and go research what it is. I mean, there's so many things that you can find out online nowadays.
Well, and what do Arcturians look like?
I was gonna say, techie wizard and could show the picture, but go online and look.
Maybe I'll be able to post it in the comments on YouTube. I might be able to do that. So their appearance is different. They have the large eyes. And that's one of the things I remember the most when my memory started coming back was those large eyes. But there's such a disconnect with that, because everything we've seen, any being with those large eyes is evil. So immediately it goes to that part of your brain. But they have these large eyes. They're like a greenish, bluish color. Really, you know, bigger head. And I don't feel like they were really like big. You know, some of the races are really tall, like 7, 8, 9, 10 feet tall. I don't feel like they're really that big of, you know, of a being. What I did find interesting, though, was that I read that they are the elders and they sit on the Galactic Federation on the council. So as you're learning about this stuff, start looking up these terms or start watching. I really like that Gaia TV and I watch a lot of things on there where I get a lot of my information. But the Galactic Federation is set up to protect us. They're set up to protect us from the darker, lower, denser energies. And just like we have a government here, they are all governed to follow these rules and stuff. But what about you, Roz?
I liked how you were describing their eyes, because I feel like when I close my eyes and I relax into envisioning who I saw, and I know that these were beings, you know, who and what I felt of the energy of these people when I was very sick, was just amazing. And you could definitely, that little smile that they had, you know, just that little, we're here, we're helping kind of an attitude and that feeling. So I feel like the other thing that's important, and you were talking about, like you weren't starting out to seek a connection with your galactic family. You just wanted some stress relief. You just wanted some comfort and some guidance of the situation that you were in your life with a very sick child. And medical suggestions were, you know, nobody knew what to do. Same situation I was in as a child, you know, except this was your child. So I think people just coming to that realization that, you know, these are like angels. These are alternate dimensional beings who come in to assist. And I know poor Ivory can't really talk very well today, but she's got a throat thing going on. But the bottom line here is, I think your experiences, Ivory, are, you know, have been amazing from childhood. with that connectivity. So you feel that in your heart, you know it.
I don't think I've had experience with the Arcturians, but I've had experiences with things I don't even know what they are, where they're from. But I have a question, Marianne. Does the planet Arcturian have anything to do with the actual Arcturians?
Does the planet Arcturus, from what I know, they're from a star system. Is there a planet Arcturus?
This is what I was telling you, like something synchronicity just came through. I was looking at Facebook last night and a friend posted this thing and I'd seen somewhat of it before about how Earth is so big compared to the other planets in our system. And then they show Pluto and Earth is dwarfed. And it went on and on until eventually they showed this planet Arcturian, which was enormous. And compared to that, Earth was invisible. It wasn't even one pixel big compared to this planet Arcturian. It was enormous.
Wow.
And I've never
seen it before. I don't know. You know, honestly, I don't know. I mean, it could be a star too. I mean, we don't, there's so much we don't know at this point in our lives, and we're not going to know, and we don't profess to know.
No, and I think you can be the biggest expert on the planet with aliens, and still there's so much we don't know.
Absolutely.
They say there's no unexplored territory left. They're not thinking about space.
Yeah, so... what about star seeds? Star seeds are a little bit different than the actual beings that are come to visit us and help us. But they are also very much a healing person. So like when we incarnate, right, we come, I always equate it, the easiest way for people to understand it is it's like your nationality. You come from Italy, you come from Germany, you come from Ireland, wherever it is. So a piece of you, your soul, came from this planet, right? So there's a piece of you that you carry within your soul, within your DNA, that's within you. Star seeds are very advanced for their age. We have a lot of children that are star seeds. You know, I would say I'm a star seed back from the day when there were indigos and crystals and rainbows and all these terms that they use. But they originate from these different planets, right? So we bring in those ideals or those characteristics, right? We each have our mission while we're here, but we have that star seed, that galactic mission that we're also here to accomplish, if that makes sense. Yeah. So they each have their own mission. They're creative, they're leaders, they're very intuitive. They really like to... they're involved in some sort of healing, whether it's talking to you, whether it's touching you, whether it's just connecting with you, empathy, holding space, very much that type of energy. So that you bring in when you're a human again.
Interesting. So are there any famous people that you know are Arcturian starseed?
Not off the top of my head, no, but they can be writers, designers, artists, you know, creative kind of people. I would say there's a bunch, probably, and I think that, you know, without putting a specific label on them, they're getting their information from not this world.
I miss the days when I used to get songs, lyrics, melodies from other sources. Like I have most of my solo CD is from sources like that.
Wow, that's beautiful. I read somewhere too, they really like, they're really interested in sacred geometry and what that brings. There's like a remembrance within them with that sacred geometry.
Interesting. We should probably...
I think if we paid more attention to our children and really looked at our children, you know, and see what their personalities were, or like, or what they, or the things that they say, Like when my daughter was young, she would tell me she would see my grandparents, and she never met my grandparents. They passed before she was born, but she'd say she saw them there. So totally off topic, but you know, something like that. So if your child is saying to you, I was in the ship or I was on that planet, you know, a lot of times that has occurred and they have the remembrance. I think the kids coming in now are programmed with that memory, right? Because as a civilization, as the older people begin to go and pass, that third dimensional level is leaving. But as the children come in and they're in a new dimension that were raised in the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh dimensions. So they're in that sort of category, if you will. And so they're coming in with that remembrance, a little bit of it that they can access.
I feel like a great part of all of this is the denial that we experience from worldwide leaders about all these events and everything that's happening. And so I think that step across into meditating and being open and realizing that we all have our own gifts, and we all have the ability to control who we're connecting with. And this is an important thing to remember from the standpoint that not every ethereal being that's out there has our best intention. Definitely the Arcturians, that's a tremendous focus from what people who channel them and people who connect directly with them discuss. But we have to realize that it's within us. Like when we're sitting at home, when we're, you know, having a moment of whatever we are seeking, whatever we're searching for, becomes a very important focus in our lives. We have to be open to the fact that that is a real event, and we can't allow people in power from all over this world to tell us that it's not happening. So I think that's really important, because there's so much denial and there's so much making people feel inadequate, making people feel like, oh, you know, well, that's just your imagination. That's just, no, you know, these things are in a different dimensional field, and we are allowed, we are empowered to be able to receive this information, each of us.
And I think that's so old-fashioned thinking to say they have to protect the general public from the knowledge, because we're not in the 13th century with a bunch of uneducated peasants. People are experiencing things, and we deserve to know what's going on.
Well,
if there's a Men in Black situation, I want to know.
Well, I think, you know, we have the true example of all of this with the Roswell, all the Roswell information. And finally, the people who actually were there connecting with these aliens, seeing them, seeing the crash, knowing everything that went on, those people were finally, a lot of them, able to speak their truth because they reached old age. And they were going to die anyway. So it wasn't doing any good to threaten them anymore and tell them, oh, we're going to kill you and kill you, you know, ruin your life and all this. Didn't work. And then they spoke their truth. So that says a lot about each of us and about our, what we experience. I feel like I'm very blessed to have access to all of the technology that we have now to be able to confirm and to support a lot of this. you know, everybody's walking around with a video camera in their hand. So we're seeing amazing things now that are mind-boggling. And no one, you know, I mean, it's just like you said, how long can you call it a weather balloon? How long can you try to create, you know, doubt? Just allow it.
Fear.
Whoa, yes.
I'm not saying
and that's a lot of
stigma around it now, because there certainly is. But back in the 80s, when a lot of things were happening for me, like, I didn't dare tell anybody. Like, the only person I talked to was Whitley Stryber. I wrote to him, and he became my main support system through what was going on. And we were writing letters back and forth, because I didn't know anybody that would have been open to hearing what was going on, and or end up locked up somewhere or ridiculed. So he hooked me up with a network of people, and we communicated via snail mail, regular mail, like you put in the mail. And I still have all those letters. I still have all those communications. But then I started having people knocking on my door from the government, which scared me a lot. Like, how did they even know? But they showed up at my door.
Well, and you have mentioned numerous times, you know, events of the harmonic convergence. And you were like at the forefront of that. You know, I don't even hardly remember reading about that. But
I thought I was going to get picked up and taken. Like, I was dead sure I was going to be taken. I had a little backpack, but they did not, to my knowledge, you know, take me away anywhere. But so much was happening at my house in Prescott, and I did live in the woods. I did live in a rural area in the woods, and that's where my daughter had a lot of experiences as well. We've been talking about that recently.
And in your dream state too, we astral travel, we leave our body all the time. So it would make sense if you have a dream, quote unquote dream, that seems very real to you. Just like when you have it with spirit, having it with a being from another planet is also the same difference. I had the experience where I came back in my body too quick and I was freaking out. I didn't know where I was. I was crying. I was shaking. Those kind of experiences, you know, it wasn't like, oh, I just had a dream. You know, those are real experiences that you are experiencing.
Scary stuff. Really?
Absolutely. But that goes back to what you were talking about with the darker, denser beings. Reptilians, those are darker, denser. That particular time, I knew nothing about reptilians, I can tell you that. But yet I had this dream where they were chasing us and trying to get us. And that's when I came back into my body really quick. So not having any knowledge, that's what I'm telling you. You have no knowledge of this stuff, but yet this thing happens. And it brings you here, and you know it was reptilian, right? You can see that it's reptilian. And then things start to synchronize for you, right? You may come across an article. You may see something on TV. All these things start to line up for you to start to see that the universe is working with you to help you awaken.
It's so true. It's like you're doing the promo for next week's show, Daria.
Perfect. Meant to be.
That is not the topic. What were you going to say, Roz?
I just feel like the most important thing about to me about all of this is having, I recognize that I'm having real experiences, that I recognize that I can have confidence, I can speak about these things. I can stand out and speak the truth of what happened. My heart just goes out to these people that have some type of a UFO experience and they're terrified. You know, they're utterly terrified because they're not only just terrified of what the experience meant and what they felt and what they saw, etc. They're terrified of our culture. and how crazy so many of us are. So got to get grounded with that and realize that, you know, these people who have this tremendous fear of these types of events, they're not all crazy, you know, either. They're just overwhelmed with fear and doubt and terror. But it doesn't mean that anything is going to directly impact them necessarily. You have to look at it from the bigger perspective of, you know, we have a whole planet full of people, and we have to have that faith and that calmness that we are connecting in every aspect of our life with the beings that want the highest and best for us. And that's really important, because if you start fearing and you start feeling that dark, creepy density, you know, experience, it is terrifying. So we have to tune in and lift our frequency so that we are connecting with the beings we need to be connecting with.
But if you want to reach enlightenment, I think it's smart to allow these really good high frequency races like the Arcturians to help you, to be open to it and try to push past your fear. Because I know that for me, even when I don't know what these beings are saying or what they want, I feel different afterwards in a very positive way. And usually my gifts are expanded further. So that's something to think about too, is try to be open.
Perfect.
Anything else you want to add about the Arcturians today, ladies?
I think we're good.
Arcturian doubt. Can you invite the Arcturians to come to you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Why not?
How?
I would go into a light meditation, or I would look on YouTube. There's all sorts of meditations you can do to invite your spirit guide in, or invite a higher being. But also make sure, like Roz said, that your frequency is up. I wouldn't do it if you just had a fight with your husband and you want to go in there and meet the Arcturians, because your vibe isn't that good.
The Arcturians might not want to meet you.
I think the solfeggio harmonics, the different frequencies of tonal, you know, connection for these beings are crucial.
When I got sick, people were sending me different ones from all over the place. I've been listening to so many of those, I feel like my bones are vibrating.
I listen to them all night, actually, because I'm not a sleeper. I'm not a traditional sleeper, certainly. So I have, you know, 432 or 528 or something playing in the background. And I don't necessarily hear it through earphones, you know. I actually have those tones playing, and I find them very soothing and restful.
Well, thank you, ladies, for sharing all this information. You've been watching the Sedona Soul Sister Show. If you'd like more information about us or our services, visit our website, SedonaSoulSisters.com. Next week, we're probably going to have at least one new Sedona Soul Sister joining us. Tune in next Friday. Our topic is synchronicity. So see, Terri Ann really was giving a little promo for that. We're going to talk about how to recognize it and why that can be important to you in your awakening and in your discovery about yourself. So in the meantime, we hope you have an enlightening week.
Thank you for listening to the Sedona Soul Sisters Show. If you'd like more information about the Sedona Soul Sisters and their services, visit their website at SedonaSoulSisters.com. Subscribe to our show here so you don't miss a thing. All of us at Sedona Soul Sisters hope you have an enlightening week.